Nolte, data confirms Trump counties dying to own the libs. By John Nolte on September 28, 2021. Death rate. Other than hospitalization rate, no other number matters. What do we care about coronavirus cases? We shouldn't care about cases. Cases is a nonsense number the fascist left used to keep us locked down and in those filthy, useless masks. Cases is the number the anti-Trump vaccine people used to say, see, the vaccine doesn't work. There's still COVID. Do not allow the left, who want you dead, to take your eye off the ball. Watch the death rate, because the death rate makes it very clear that the vaccine not only works, it works like a miracle. The left is all safe and vaccinated, while too many on the right are not. And now we're the ones who are dying. Conservative communities, on the other hand, have been walloped by the highly contagious Delta variant. You can find data for hundreds of counties here. Since Delta began circulating widely in the U.S., COVID has exacted a horrific death toll on red America. In counties where Donald Trump received at least 70% of the vote, the virus has killed about 47 out of every 100,000 people since the end of June, according to Charles Gaba, a healthcare analyst. In counties where Trump won less than 32% of the vote, the number is about 10 out of 100,000. And the gap will probably keep growing. The organized left wants unvaccinated Trump voters to remain unvaccinated. That's what they want. They want us dead. Sorry, it's true, and everyone knows it's true. We've already seen the left openly embrace political violence by championing the left-wing domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And just last week, The New Yorker normalized eco-terrorism, including the blowing up oil pipelines. So the idea the left is using every psychological ploy in the book to convince you to remain unvaccinated is the opposite of far-fetched. It's the only thing that makes sense. Let me ask you something. If you don't believe the left, Biden, Pelosi, The New York Times, Knlaw, etc., want you dead, then why do you think they're acting the way they are? Why do you think they're trying so hard to deliberately make you feel like an asshole if you surrender and get the Trump vaccine? As I wrote yesterday, calling me names is not an argument and doesn't change the fact that no one ever wrote a book called How to Persuade and Influence by Bullying People as Diseased Idiots. It doesn't change the fact Biden requires tourists, who primarily visit blue cities, to be vaccinated as he floods the rest of the country with hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated illegals. It doesn't change the fact that when Texas and Florida come up with an antibody treatment for the unvaccinated, Biden puts restrictions on it. Unless you believe Trump-leaning counties are lying about their death rates, the numbers are indisputable. On top of that, the overall death rate between those who are vaccinated and those who are not is staggering. The CDC says that discrepancy is as high as 99%. Gee, why do you think no one ever talks about that? Why do you think that instead of using a staggering fact like 99% of the people dying are unvaccinated, all we're hearing is, the unvaccinated are stupid. And haha, Trump people are dying. And you diseased pieces of shit should not be allowed in polite society? That's all we are hearing, because people like Don Lemon and Howard Stern and Joe Biden and Joe Scarborough in the Washington Post and MSNBC and the rest of these fascists want you dead. Want to back you into a psychological corner where you feel like an asshole for caving to people who hate you, who shame you, who dehumanize you if you take a life-saving vaccine. Why do you think the governor of New York is attacking your faith if you don't get vaccinated? It's all a ploy to be as ugly as possible, to make it as hard for you as possible to back down and do what's best for you. Who wants to feel like they're surrendering to people as awful and evil as New York Governor Kathy Hochul? No one. See how this works? See the matrix? Somewhere around 1,500 to 2,000 people are going to die of the coronavirus today. How many would have survived had they gotten vaccinated? How many are lying on their deathbed knowing they will die because they didn't get a couple of shots? How many are connected to ventilators or gasping for air, feeling like, hey, I'm really owning the libs now? You can't own the libs on a ventilator. Dying is sad enough. An avoidable death. Man, I can't imagine how the unvaccinated must feel knowing all they had to do was get a couple of shots of the Trump vaccine. It's heartbreaking to even think about it. Absolutely heartbreaking. And for those who are confident the China flu won't kill you, Why not get vaccinated to avoid getting sicker if you do catch it? You don't get the flu vaccine every year to save your life. Instead, you get it to protect yourself from a miserable week in bed. You are being manipulated by people who fucking hate you into not doing what is best for you. You are being manipulated by people who fucking hate you into taking a chance with a virus made in China over a vaccine made in America by the Trump administration. These people fucking hate you. What makes you think they want you to get a life-saving vaccine? See the Matrix. I am opposed to mandates of any kind. It's your choice. But if you really want to own the libs, defy them and get vaccinated. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.